Gordon says, I'm confused about Isaiah 66, verses 7 and 8, and Ezekiel 37, verses 21 and 22. What is being referred to in these passages?
Yeah, well, and I'll start with the Ezekiel 37. There, I don't see that passage referring to either the return from Babylonian captivity or Israel's return in 1948 being the fulfillment. In the larger context, when the details are taken literally, I believe what Ezekiel's pointing to there is Israel's still future complete restoration at Christ's second coming. Now, here's why I say that. The prophecy begins in chapter 36, where Ezekiel describes his version of the new covenant. He says, God will bring Israel out of the nations and back into your own land. That's verse 24. But they're not there just physically. He also says God will cleanse you from all your impurities. That's verse 25. And give you a new heart, verse 26. Put my spirit in you. That's verse 27. And save you from all your uncleanness. That's verse 29. And then in verse 33, he says, on the day I cleanse you from all your sins, I will resettle your towns and the ruins will be rebuilt. In other words, the fulfillment will happen when Israel's restored physically to the land and spiritually to her God. And that didn't happen following the Babylonian captivity, and it also didn't happen in 1948, but it will all take place at the second coming. And then in chapter 37, Ezekiel gives two illustrations to show how God will do it. The Valley of Dry Bones, God's going to restore the nation, he says, physically and spiritually. And the two sticks he puts together says, I'm going to restore all Israel, not just the southern kingdom of Judah. Now, the other passage, Isaiah 66, also looks forward to the future time. Isaiah looks ahead to that day and he sees a number of, I'd call them mountain peaks of prophecy in the distance. And they include the new heavens and the new earth, the dramatic restoration of Israel and Jerusalem, and a time of universal peace and longevity of life. Now, later writers provide additional details to help clarify the order of those events. But taking Isaiah's words at face value, I see a gathering to the land and a time of universal peace. And that didn't happen when Israel came back from Babylon or in 1948. And that's why I actually believe both of those passages describe a time that is still future.
It's The Land and the Book from Moody Radio. On this third segment, we answer Bible questions, yours, and that question of yours is welcome with a quick email to thelandandthebook@moody.edu.